An iconic lumberjack statue isn't getting the axe. The Highway 11 landmark is being repaired and relocated, Iroquois Falls Council decided recently. The next steps are selecting the most suitable new location and coordinating the logistics of the move and restoration. It was a process that we took our time with. We got the community's input before making a decision, which I think is key. Community involvement is very important to us, and we heard them, and we're working towards a solution that's going to benefit everyone, Acting Mayor Giles Chaguerre told Timmins Today, an affiliate of Bradford Today and Innisfil Today. The four sites being considered for the new location are the Sundial location near Ambridge Drive and Victoria Road, Anson Park located at the intersection of Anson Drive and Cambridge Avenue, the Iroquois Falls Public Library at 725 Synagogue Avenue, and the entrance of the future walking trail off of Detroit Avenue near Teefee Street. The statue's future has been talked about since September. Also known as Guy Paul Treefall, the statue was originally part of a building complex adjacent to Highway 11. The property is now owned by Zeminski Real Estate Inc. The town is responsible for maintaining and repairing the statue, which has had cosmetic repairs, but now needs full rehabilitation. See, repair, relocate, replace? Iroquois Falls considers fate of iconic lumberjack statue. Related. Is it the end of the road for iconic statue? Residents asked to weigh in. The original estimate was over $26,000, but a new quote puts the repairs at $10,000. The town's budget for the project is $12,500. Chaguerre said the second restoration quote made it easier for him to see the restoration as a good investment. There were 945 responses to an online survey. The results showed 45.4% of respondents preferred to repair and leave the statue in its current location, 42.2% favored its removal, and 12.4% supported repair and relocation. Chaguerre said security is important in the new location. We need to make sure that it's in a well-lit area or where there could be a light installed if it's not already lit. Last thing we want is for any kind of vandalism or anything to happen once we're done restoring him, he said. Chaguerre is grateful for the cooperation of Lauren Zeminski and her real estate team throughout the process. Where the statue currently lies, the property owner there has been really good with the town and supporting us as we went through the steps, and letting us get to where we are today, he said. Chaguerre said ideally once the snow is gone, they would like to move the statue to its new home. And then get it restored before the snow would fly next fall, he said. There will be a celebration at the new site of the statue, once it's in its new home, said Chaguerre.